You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bent the Te Waka Tuhuru Elam School of Arts Queer Collective are set to open an exhibition very soon, celebrating the 40th anniversary of Elam's first queer exhibition, Queer Pictures, all the way back in 1985. To discuss this upcoming exhibition, I spoke to Caitlin Merriman and Rosa Turley, who are both Masters of Fine Arts students at the Elam School of Arts and are sort of behind the scenes and supporting the students involved in the showcase about this exhibition. And it was a very awesome chat.
How did Bent come about in the first place?
Bent was formed in 2018 by a group of staff and students at Elam to kind of respond to what was seen as like a lack of a queer presence in the school. And it's not to say that there weren't queer people on staff and students, but the sort of kaupapa didn't exist there. And so our wonderful print technician, Steve Lovett, and some other current students at Elam, including a couple who went on to form part of the Killing Collective, which is pretty amazing group, came together and put together this sort of, real collective of staff and students and friends from beyond Elam to establish this queer presence in the school.
Just to add to that, is being a new member to Bent myself, I know Caitlin's worked on previous shows, is just how special it is to have interaction between year levels, because typically you do become quite insular to your own sort of program and cohort. But within Bent, you know, we've got like first year students right up to doctoral level, so that, and as well as staff. So it's just really great engagement across the board.
And if we're looking back to queer pictures all the way back in 1985, were there, do you two know if there were any sort of barriers to getting this exhibition up and running?
I do remember that because we interviewed Mark Somerville and Thea Brampton, who were two of the artists in the original 85 show, and we were very interested about that. And they said that the show was generally supported by the university, but that they did feel as though staff and non-queer students perhaps didn't know how to engage with it, and that the university was probably felt slightly bemused towards the show more than anything. Definitely, I believe a lot has changed since then, but that was an interesting to hear a bit about that.
From that conversation with Mark and Fair, it really seems like the biggest barriers to being part of the show were not official, they weren't spoken, they were, it came sort of internally from students and artists who were queer and were making art but didn't want to necessarily be outed by being part of this show. And so even though institutionally there seemed to be quite a lot of support, and that's great, there was still this sense that if you wanted to be a working artist in 1985 and beyond, that people needed to keep this part of themselves close to the vest.
Just to add to Caitlin's point, is it certainly wasn't advantageous for these artists' careers to participate in the show. They were taking a risk. It was still illegal to be homosexual at that time. So they were absolutely activists and really, really brave.
Absolutely. And that does touch on my next question a little bit there. What is the significance of celebrating and remembering this exhibition, especially in 2025, 40 years on?
When I first learned about Queer Pictures, which was last year sometime, and I sort of spotted that 1985, and I thought, oh, 40 years later, it seems like we should do something. It was sort of really just an idle thought about sort of, you know, passing, marking time. And then the more I learned about the show, the more I thought that it feels actually incredibly important to mark it, not only because the show came out at a time when in New Zealand was debating homosexual law reform. The bill came out, you know, was introduced that year. And so it was a topic of conversation, the sort of the extent to which society could accept queer or gay specifically people. And so that felt important, but also it feels incredibly relevant now, not only just because it's, I think, important for our queer kids and adults and everyone to understand the history of queer struggle in this country, but also because I think a lot of the sort of ugliness and bigotry that became really apparent during that time of debating homosexual law reform, we're seeing it again now, but specifically directed especially towards our trans whānau. And so engaging with that part of our past, even though, you know, sometimes you might think, oh, well, it's all behind us now, it's been decriminalized, we've got, you know, gay marriage, it's important. We have to keep fighting these battles, you know, until we're all of our queer whānau beyond just the most privileged of us have the same rights as everyone else. And so this this show is not only a celebration of 40 years of queer art making at Elam, but also a sort of a restatement of the same goals from 1985, from Queer Pictures, of acknowledging the presence of queer people in all parts of our society.
It's also a privilege in researching for this show, being able to engage with older generations of queer artists. We obviously had so many questions for them, but what I think I overlooked is that they have questions for us too, because they want to know what has changed at Elam, and they want to know about being collective. That's really interesting to them. So it's a great opportunity for that kind of exchange and understanding queer art in New Zealand as a continuum and the canon around that and the incredible history. I know that I've learned a lot through this process. And like Caitlin said, like, work is always being done. At the time the show was staged in 85, it was still illegal to be gay. The following year, the law reform was narrowly passed by 5 votes, but it wouldn't be another 7 years until it was illegal to discriminate against people on the basis of sexuality. It wasn't another 20 years until, you know, gay marriage was allowed. So it's still so important. Until everyone in the queer whānau is included and represented and loved and cared for, yeah, the work isn't over.
And Caitlin, you mentioned that Bent came about or started up in 2018, and both of you have briefly touched on this throughout this interview, but how has queer art at Elam evolved over these past 40 years since Queer Pictures?
The biggest thing, obviously, I don't know what it was like in the middle, but looking, you know, talking to various folks from back then and sort of thinking about this specifically Queer Pictures and the work in it and now, I think the biggest thing is that it's not just that we have queer people making artwork, but that we have specifically queer people making queer artwork, making artwork that engages with, you know, sort of personal histories from queer artists, engages with communities, engages with queer theory, and does it in a way that refuses to cover itself, refuses to make itself more palatable for straight cis audiences. There's a real sense of this, I don't care if it makes you uncomfortable, I will show you who I am through this work. And it's really wonderful to see, especially from, you know, sort of first year, second year students who are really still finding their practice as artists and being encouraged and supported to make this work, which, you know, even though it's not 1985 anymore, it still takes a lot of courage to put, you know, very personal things about yourself into the work and show it.
If we're talking about this upcoming exhibition that will be on the 15th of September, what sort of work will be displayed at this exhibition and what should people expect?
Well, I think Caitlin and I, we're laughing because it's going to be a surprise even to us. The nature of student-run shows is that a lot does come together, you know, like on the day of install. So we're really excited ourselves to see how the show comes together. There'll be, we imagine, a whole like range of medium: painting, printmaking, photography, sculpture, video. You know, Elam artists work across all those mediums. And we also have, I believe, a couple of students in the show from AUT and Wycliffe. I think it's important to mention we did reach out to the other art schools on this occasion because we felt that this commemoration of Queer Pictures, our 40th anniversary, was, you know, so big that it should be extend beyond Elam students.
It's going to be loud and colourful and chaotic like every other bent show I've been to. And yeah, just to clarify, the opening is on Tuesday the 16th at 4 p.m. at Project Space at Elam, and then the show will be open also from the 17th to the 20th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah, awesome. Everybody should come along on between 4 and 6 yeah. p.m. on Tuesday for the opening night. There'll be food and drink and really good company. I imagine some amazing dress, some amazing outfits, so, and just good conversation. So please come along because I think it's going to be an amazing turnout. And then of course we open right through to Saturday as well.
Perfect. And you pretty much just answered a lot of my last question here, but how can people find out more about this event? Is there anywhere online that are tickets needed or anything like that?
No, definitely no tickets free. Needed at all. Absolutely just show up. So the best place to go for information about stuff that's happening at the Elam Galleries, including the Bent Collective show, is the Elam Galleries Instagram. Yeah, that's really the best place to find stuff. We don't really do, you know, we're art students, so everything happens on Instagram. yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.